Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. It's your future. Let Zurich help you protect it. Talk to us today about life and serious illness cover.
The Controller and Auditor General has made a range of critical findings against procedures surrounding the purchase of the University of Limerick by the University of Limerick of properties on two sites in 2019 and 2023. The CNAG has found that no formal valuation was done on the Honan's Quay site in Limerick City Centre prior to its purchase. Before we came on air, I spoke with Sinn Féin TD for Laois Offaly and Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, Brian Stanley, and to Fianna Fáil TD for Limerick City, Willie O'Dea. I began by asking Brian Stanley for his reaction to today's CNAG report.
Well, it's a case of Cormac, here we go again, because as you correctly said, University of Limerick, management of it have been before the Public Accounts Committee for good reason on a number of occasions. And the thing that beggars belief here is that after all of the difficulties with the Honan's Quay site, in other words, the old Dun Store site, people in Limerick will be familiar with it as such, and the fact that that was bought for that it cost the university over 8 million euros on a site that was valued at 3 million in 2019. We then move on nearly 4 years later, and we have a repeat performance of this type of practice in relation to the 20 houses at Raybogue, which is over 3 miles from the city, from the university campus, and we have the very 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 similar patterns of all the rules being put to one side, the public spending code being completely ignored. The situation regarding very limited information being given to the governing authority of the university, who were asked to rubber stamp some of these deals, and we have a situation where the final cost winds up being multiples of what the market value actually is. And in the case of the Raybogue houses, I mean, you have a situation there where they bought for well in excess of what. Double what the market value.
They spent 12 of the 20 just houses was. To give the listeners the information. They gave over 12 million euro for the 20 student houses. That's nearly twice the price of similar properties in the area, we're told. So, can I bring in, because there is a question as to the concerns, the areas of concern here. Stay with me, Brian Stanley. Willie O'Dea, and Brian has alluded to it there, what the Controller and Auditor General has found. No formal valuation for the Honan Quay site, for example. They bypassed their own finance and asset management committee that had specific functions in relation to deals like this. They used an external property advisor that provided an ad hoc valuation, and so on. They had no coherent funding plan for the development of the site when the site was purchased. These are huge areas of concern, are they not?
There are huge areas of concern. And first of all, let me say the University of Limerick has been in existence for about almost half a century now, initially as the NIHE, and subsequently it was elevated to the status of university. And it had built a terrific reputation, not only here locally, but internationally, in fact. These events, not only have they done financial damage to the college, but even more seriously, they have caused enormous reputational damage. And it will be a very, very difficult task to restore the college's reputation. I mean, after the Honan's Quay, I'm well aware of the fact that after the Honan's Quay debacle, new procedures were introduced by the college themselves. And what happened in relation to the Raybogue houses, then these procedures were just cavalierly bypassed. And we've a repeat performance. Mm-hmm. And it's just not acceptable. It's just not acceptable. And people will have to be made accountable for this. If you take the Raybogue houses situation, I mean, the valuation here was based on potential bid yields for students. Now, you know, I mean, like, and the houses cost about 600,000 on average. Mm-hmm. Now, I know somebody who bought a house in the same area for something less than 300,000 around the same time.
And
so,
I understand that. Brian Stanley, in relation to the Raybogue site, there is an architect's report that recommended that clarification be sought in relation to planning. And a presentation to the university's governing authority stated that the development was planning approved.
Yes, and I want to go back in a moment as well just to the Honan's Quay site, because there's a key point in relation to that. But in relation to the Ray Bogue site, if you were purchasing a house, the solicitor acting on your behalf and the buyer as well should check that all planning matters are in order. And here he had a situation where there was an architect's report saying that this needed to be checked out with the County Council, Limerick City and County Council. That wasn't done. Subsequently, the council actually served a warning in relation to the accommodation. That's my understanding, that this is planned to have a material change of use.
They warned the university that this happened having proceeded without completing proper due diligence.
Absolutely. Anybody who's ever bought or sold anything in relation to a house, when you go to sell or buy a house, that is one of the first hurdles that you have to clear. And it beggars belief. I mean, the point William made there about that they based it on bed valuation. I mean, you buy at market value. My understanding is that some of those houses were for sale. Similar houses in the same estate were for sale or very close by in the same area for 260,000 to 270,000. And the valuation isn't complicated, Cormac, because your listeners will know that all you have to do is go onto an auctioneer's website, and if you're going to buy a house in such and such a street in Galway or wherever you live, Cormac, that you will go onto the auctioneer's websites, or you'll check the local press, and you will see exactly what houses are being sold for. You know, so you don't. This doesn't have to be very highbrow stuff. Yeah. These are the basics.
People are going to be listening to this, Willie O'Dea, and I'll come to you, Brian, on this in just a second. People are going to be listening, possibly pulling their hair out, wondering how could this have happened. Now, there are various investigations. The Higher Education Authority, the PAC, is going to investigate next month. I know Brian Stanley, Unborrowed Plan Aula, the Controller and Auditor General's report today. Should there be further investigations, Willie O'Dea? And if so, where and what questions need to be addressed?
Well, look, you know, I'm sure most of the people in the higher echelons of the University of Limerick are aware of the people who made these decisions. I mean, who, for example, told the governing body that planning had been secured? Because the county council were telling me at the same time that planning wasn't secured. I mean, who decided on this type of negotiation? Did you negotiate from the point of view of maximum value rather than minimum value? The point about planning that Brian has made there, but also in relation to acquisition of a property, you know, a solicitor actually for you. I mean, any solicitor in his first year of practice would have picked up the fact that stamp duty on multiple purchases is 10%, not the normal rate of stamp duties you pay in individual houses. Sadly, that wasn't picked up either. The government will have to decide very quickly on what action to take here.
Questions, Brian Stanley, will you be seeking to have answered at the PAC next month?
Well, I think going back to the Dunn site, one of the key things there is where it started from, because the university were buying the site, what was called the Opera Centre site in Limerick. They were buying that. There was a plan submitted to the Higher Education Authority to fund that back in April 2019. And within three days of that being submitted, they changed tact all of a sudden to buy the Dunn Store site. And what needs to happen is that each of these purchases and the people involved, we need to go through exactly. We have some information already, the Public Accounts Committee has, in relation to who is responsible here and the names of people from previous hearings that we have. That information, and along with the good work being done by the CNAG's office, needs now to be tied together. And there's key questions around who the people responsible in cases where there's external consultants, are they being used any longer? Those internal staff of the university who are involved, are they in the same positions now? Have they been held accountable? What's happened to them? What safeguards? Why was normal procedures ignored? Why was the public spending code ignored? And who was responsible for ignoring it? Mm-hmm. What sanctions have been put on them for doing that? And what procedures are now in place for enforcing good practice? That's absolutely key, because we can't keep having repeats of this. We're continuing to have scandal after scandal at the University of Limerick. It's damaging the reputation. It provides good education. There's no doubt about that. But this is public money. This is the people's money. And we can't have repeats of this.
So many questions still outstanding. Brian Stanley of Sinn Féin and Chair of the Public Accounts Committee, and Willie O'Dea, Fianna Fáil TD for Limerick City. Thank you both very much.